This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Gustav Holst's First Suite for Military Band, a piece that broke the ice, so to speak, and led to band music being taken a lot more seriously by composers. The military band idea had been around for a while, and there was a lot of music available to play in the early 1900s when Holst was writing this. Usually, their concerts would have been a mix of marches, arrangements of popular tunes, maybe a few arrangements of orchestral pieces. But no one thought of the military band as an ensemble to write classical music for, and certainly not serious music. Holst played the trombone. He liked the sound of the band, but he got tired of playing the same old, usually unchallenging stuff. So he decided to do something about it, and he wrote a proper classical work for military band, and you can tell that he was determined, because he wrote this without a commission or an ensemble in mind. He just really wanted to advance the cause of the military band. One of the issues composers ran into is the same issue that Reicha faced when he wrote his wind quintets we listened to a couple of weeks ago. The tones and the textures of the various wind and brass instruments are very different from one another, much more so than the strings that make up the bulk of an orchestra. But like I said, Holst was a trombonist, so he understood these sounds better than most. And he takes advantage of the crisp articulation that winds and percussion can use, and he plays to each instrument's strengths. Another issue is that military bands were quite variable in instrumentation. Same is true for community and high school bands. It's comprised of really whoever you have around. So it'd be tough to play a bit of music if you don't have enough trombones or you had too many clarinets. Holst got around this by writing a core set of parts for 19 instruments and then writing 17 optional parts. So bands anywhere from 19 to 36 players could play it, and they could add or subtract parts based on what instruments they had available. And amazingly, Holst was able to write everything so that those parts being added or left off wouldn't compromise the sound and integrity of the piece as a whole. The first movement starts out quietly with the low brass playing the main melody. There's a slow build until the whole band is going at once with the melody repeated and varied so many times over. There were and are a lot of competitions for bands, and one of the things you have to do if you're competing is to showcase each section properly. And this movement does that perfectly, with everyone from the low brass to the high winds given their time to shine. And even though it's a slow movement, it ends triumphantly, which is pretty fitting for a military band. Holst, like many of his English contemporaries, had an interest in folk songs, and he wove them into his pieces. The second movement here is based off of a song called I Love My Love, which is a fun, fast-paced tune that's passed around the band. A second, slower theme is introduced by a solo clarinet, and the two melodies are woven together until the end of the movement. The final movement is a march, because come on, that's what military bands do best, right? It has two themes, the first of which is quite bombastic. It's played by the brass instruments, and it's full of cymbal crashes and snare drums. The second is a much more lyrical theme, played by the woodwinds. And the contrast between the two is striking, but Holst ends up layering them on top of each other, which is a wonderful effect. Here's the President's Own United States Marine Band with Holst's First Suite for Military Band. Man, that really gets your blood pumping, doesn't it? It's easy to see why Holst loved the sound of the military band. He wanted to write something for it, and he ended up writing a couple suites for military band. Thanks to the U.S. Marine Band for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the time, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to an international man of mystery of sorts, a guy who lived in Vienna, Rome, Paris, all over the continent back in the day, Georg Moffat, and his sonata in G minor. We'll see you then.